brothers, we are making an humble appeal. If you have some uzar excuse, you can lean against the walls. The rest of the brothers, please. MashaAllah, the masjid is very big. There's plenty of space, but let us try and fill the gaps in. Try and come close together as possible. Let us at least imitate the sitting of Sahaba. Sahaba, when they would sit in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would sit close together. It comes in the riwayat that if a cloth had to be placed over their heads, there would not be any indentation in that cloth. Talks of deen are not for entertainment. There's nothing new we are going to hear. Quran and hadith is the same. But how the reality of this can come in our hearts. Knowledge of deen, it is said, ulama say, is a noor. And the first condition to acquire this noor from Allah Ta'ala is for the adab and the etiquette of that knowledge to be in our hearts. For us to value. Said one occasion, Nizamuddin, the halqa of ta'lim was taking place. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he came to sit in the halqa of ta'lim. When he came, as he entered, few of the people got up to greet him out of respect for him. He became very, very irritated and angry. And he asked them, tell me that if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in your majlis and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly was mentioning these words to you and I happened to come, would you have stood up? So they said, no, we would not have stood up. So he said, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sit in the majlis of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with you. That expression, there's a wealth of meaning as to the extent and the manner in which we should sit in the majalis of deen. We can ask ourselves how many bayans we've heard. Over and over again we are listening to bayans. Why is it that the effect is not coming? One of the primary reasons, my respected brothers, is that the adab and the etiquette of this is not in our hearts. A lot of times people say, a lot of times we find nowadays, because of technological advancements, the talks of deen have become very easily accessible. 24 hours a day sometimes talks of deen are taking place. Yet change is not coming in the lives of people. Why? Because somebody is cooking, somebody is sweeping, somebody is sleeping, somebody is laughing, somebody is joking, and talks of Allah and His Rasulullah are taking place. So this, in fact, instead of bringing deen in our lives, will bring bedini, because this is mazak and mockery. So at least in the masjid, let us try and preserve the etiquette and the adab of the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, inahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ufiru wa nu'minu bihi wa nadawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina man yahdihillahu falamudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu falahadiya lah. Wa nashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أريت ما تلقى أمتي من بعدي وسفك بعضهم دماء بعض وسبق لهم من الله ما سبق للأمم قبلهم فسألت الله أن يعطيني شفاعة يوم القيامة ففعل وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا خيرت بين أن يدخل نصف أمة الجنة وبين الشفاعة فاخترت الشفاعة لأنها أعم أترونها للمتقين ولكنها للمذنبين الخطائين وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا نعم الرجل أنا لشرار أمتي فقال رجل من مزينة أنت لشرارهم فكيف لخيارهم فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خيار أمتي يدخلون الجنة بأعمالهم وشرار أمتي ينتظر شفاعتي ألا إنها مباحة لجميع أمتي يوم القيامة إلا رجل ينتقص أصحابي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness, the majesty, the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifats and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His slaves are such that they can never ever be weighed, they can never truly be given expression in words, nor can they ever be measured. Allah's Zat, Allah's being is La Mahdood. There is no limit to the greatness and the majesty of Allah. On one occasion, a Bedouin came to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he raised his hands in dua. And he said, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, wa la tughayyiruhu al-hawadith, wa la yakhsha al-dawair. Ya man ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa makail al-bihar, wa adada qatr al-amtar, wa adada waraq al-ashjar, wa adada ma azlama alayhi al-layl, wa ashraqa alayhi al-nahar. ولا تواري منه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعره ولا جبل ما في وعره. He said, oh, that being whose effulgence is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass him, nor can the imagination clothe him or mold him in any form, nor can anyone describe him as he ought to be described. The movement and the ravages of space and time does not affect him, for he has created space and he has created time. His knowledge is so complete that he knows the weight of the mountains. He knows the measure of the seas. He knows the measure of the lands, whether in kilometers or in meters or in nanometers. He knows the measure of the seas. One layer of the heaven does not conceal from him what is beneath it. Nor does one stratum or layer of the earth conceal from him what is beneath it. Not a single leaf falls from a single tree throughout the entire earth, except that it is within his knowledge. Nor is there a single grain in the depths of the earth, but that it is within his knowledge. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this expression of praise from this Bedouin, he instructed Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that call him. And he told Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu to fetch some gold coins. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented these gold coins to this Bedouin. And then he asked this Bedouin that, do you know why I am giving you this gift? So he said, perhaps because we are related, because of our relation you are giving me these gifts. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, bihusni thana'ika ala Allah, because of the beautiful manner in which you have praised my Allah. This human being from head to toe, walaqad karramna bani Adam. Allah says, we have honored Bani Adam, insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We have created him in the highest of forms. We have made him the paragon of our creation. From head to toe, every aspect of this human being is a living testimony of the greatness of Allah. That is why Allah Ta'ala invites, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourselves, ponder within yourselves, why don't you recognize the greatness of Allah? How many birds had to be slaughtered? How many sheep laid down their lives? How many camel are laying down their lives? What system had to be put in place for that tiny seed that went into the ground to become a sprout and thereafter a tree and give off fruit and vegetation? Countless of the creation of Allah Ta'ala daily are being put into the service of this insan to sustain and nourish him. When the nourishment enters this human being, thereafter it is made into blood, and then from blood the sperm, which is stored in the back of his father, thereafter in the testicles. A meeting of man and woman takes place. It is not my intention to go into a biology lesson, but this is just for us to ponder and for us to reflect. Each of these various stages is totally dependent on Allah. Allah is bringing all this into existence just for the nourishment and the nurturing and the rububiyat of this insan. The lungs of this insan, 1.5 million air sacs in each lung. It is said if those air sacs had to be opened up, it will fill up a football field. Carrying the blood to the lungs, there are 50 billion tubes in the body of this insan. Transporting the blood to the lungs so that the blood could be cleansed through the oxygen that is being breathed in. That oxygen, it is said the atmosphere contains 21% oxygen. This is an open space. Millions of years have passed and the level of oxygen has been preserved at 21%. No scientist or no technologist or no superpower is sitting in the laboratory and regulating this. It is said if the level of oxygen had to rise up by 1% only, then the number of accidental fires that take place in the world will increase 700 times. If that level of oxygen had to go up to 25%, then besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between would be burned to ashes. So that every breath of air that this insan takes for granted, that he breathes in, is a living testimony of the greatness of Allah. Is the deign and the favor of Allah upon him. Every morsel of food that he eats. Allah has placed in that stomach 5 million chemical units to break down and digest the food. Partial digestion occurs in the stomach. Thereafter the food goes into intestines, where Allah has kept 40 million chemical units. How big these units are, it is said between 1 millimeter, 2 million. 2 million of these chemical units, which are called microvilli, are present to break down and digest the food of this insan. And to protect him from poisons in the liver, similar chemical units, Allah has kept 3.5 billion chemical units. All this from a drop of sperm in 3 layers of darkness. Which fool with even partial intelligence will ever ascribe to the theory that I originated from a monkey? How can such uniformity come into existence by chance? Nothing takes place by chance. Allah is exhibiting His qudrat. Allah is exhibiting His takhliq. Allah is exhibiting His favor upon this insan. That kidney of this insan, it is said each kidney, the kidney is the size of a walnut. It contains 1 million strainers. Each kidney contains 1 million strainers. So that the impurities are strained out in the form of urine and the blood is sent back, the pure blood. Surrounding those kidneys, size of a walnut with 1 million strainers surrounding it, are blood vessels 72 miles long. Imagine a walnut wrapped up in rope 72 miles long. A little pain takes place in his kidney, or he gets a little stone in his kidney. Then he runs to the doctor, he runs to the urologist, and he looks at that urologist with the eye as if he is looking at somebody very, very great. One doctor said, he was truthful enough to admit, he says, it is just a question of our rosy and sustenance, and we have to justify that bill which we hand to the person. Otherwise, if you want to know the haqiqat and reality of it, we have absolutely no idea what's going on. How can that insan with his limited and imperfect intellect understand what is going on in the 1 million strainers that is wrapped around with 72 feet of blood vessels? It's impossible for him to know. Every aspect of the existence of this insan, like I mentioned earlier, is not my intention to go into a biology lesson. Just now everyone will start looking at the clocks also. Unfortunately, we tend to digress. But every aspect of the existence of this insan is shouting out one message, that you are the slave of Allah. You belong to Allah. For every glance of your eye, you are dependent on Allah. For every sound that you hear, you are dependent on Allah. This ears, 100,000 receptors for sound Allah has kept in each ear. In three layers of darkness from one drop of sperm. So small that sperm is, it can't be seen with the naked eye. 100,000 telephones, call it telephones. Inside the ear is what we call the inner ear or the cochlea. It is shaped like a harp, made up of 6,000 strings. 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a particular frequency of sound, so that this human being can hear a variation of 6,000 frequencies of sound. The wind carries the sound waves. It strikes the cochlea. The vibration occurs. This vibration is amplified and passed on to 18,000 nerve cells that are behind it. And then these nerve cells communicate with the brain at the speed of 124 miles per hour, so that that wind can be interpreted and this insan can understand what was being said. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. This is your Allah, this is your haqiqi Rabb. You want to value hearing, and ask the deaf person. You want to value eyesight, ask the blind person. So much this insan has taken for granted. His very existence, every breath of air, every glance of the eye, every sound that he hears, every step that he takes, every beat of his heart, the function of his stomach, liver and kidneys, and the countless systems which Allah Ta'ala has put into place. He only remembers Allah when momentarily one of these stops functioning. Or momentarily there's a pain. Then that multi-millionaire suddenly wants to come to the masjid. Then the sound of the azan now starts taking on a meaning for him. Before that, in his ayashi, and before that, in his arrogance, and before that, in his enjoyment, and before that, in his zina, and in his listening to music, and in his breaking command upon command of Allah, and in his signing bond upon bond with the banks, and in his advertising, and in his music blaring in his business, there was no thought even for one second that the day is going to come when I will have to stand in the court of Allah, that Allah who is going to say to me, أعطيتك وأنعمت عليك, O insan, I showered bounty upon bounty upon you. فَمَاذَا صَنَعْتَ فِيهَا. What did you do? What did you do? وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Allah says, I have rained down my favors upon you, apparent and hidden. Every aspect of your existence is the favor of Allah. And the total purpose and object of all these favors and all these bounties which Allah has showered upon insan in this temporary life in this world. Once Mamun al-Rashid built a beautiful palace. Then he called Abu al-Itahiya rahmatullahi alayhi, a very pious man. And he said to him, what do you think of my home? Abu al-Itahiya looked at this palatial home and he said, Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhill shahiqati al-qusuri yus'a alayka bima ishtahayta ladal rawahi wa ladal bukuri fa idha an-nufus taqa'qa'at fi dhiqi hashrajati as-suduri fa hunaka ta'lam muqinan ma kunta illa fi ghururi. He said, "Oh, Mamun al-Rashid, live, enjoy yourself in the shade or in the supposed shade and protection of these huge buildings which you have put up. Morning and evening, ladal rawahi wa ladal bukuri. Morning and evening, you have servants to tend upon your every need. You are living in the lap of luxury. But know and understand, فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ. The day when it comes that this heart starts palpitating, and the heart starts pumping fast, and the pulse rate starts shooting up, and that burning pain strikes your chest, and the beads of perspiration start falling down your forehead. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَاقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. At that time, when those instruments will be attached to your body, and when nothing around you will make any sense, and when your helplessness and your reality will become apparent to you, فَلَوْلَا فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, when that soul of the person reaches the hulqum, and now he is in sakarat, go to that person now, ask him the value of one azan, ask him the value of one subhanallah, ask him the value of one tahajjud, ask him the value of lowering his gaze from haram even once. If it was your instruments, if it was your science, if it was your doing the existence of this insan in this earth, if you are ruling and your systems are controlling, then return his soul back to his body. Extend his life. Give him not another day, give him even 1 second more. Allah says you will never ever be able to do so. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ السُّدُورِ. He said, when that heart starts palpitating in the depths of your chest, هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنًا هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْقِنًا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. At that time you will know with absolute certainty the life of this world was nothing but a deception. What a deception! Quran depicts the manzar. Quran depicts the scene. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَارْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Allah says, if only you could see that day, if only you could see that day when the mujrimeen, those who used the life and the wealth and the bounties which Allah had given in a manner which displeased Allah, if only you could see that day when they will lower their heads in disgrace in front of their Rabb, on their lips will be the declaration, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا. Oh Allah, today we have seen, today we have heard, today understanding has come, now send us back into the world. The question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, is that what does this expression mean, Ya Allah, today we have seen, today we have heard, today we have understood? Does it mean, na'uzu billah, in this world they were blind? In this world they were deaf? In this world Allah did not give them intellect and intelligence to understand that on that day they will say we have seen? On that day they will say we have heard? On that day they will say we have understood? To understand the reply to this question, we have to understand and appreciate the status, maqam, and position of the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah who gave insan eyes, who gave insan ears, who gave him a heart, who gave him a mind, who gave him lungs, who gave him kidneys, who gave him intestines, who gave him countless organs, who put into place all the various systems to cater for his existence, gave him children, gave him wealth, gave him these beautiful winds, gave him the air, gave him rain, gave him fruit, gave him vegetation, and the list goes on. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And himself Allah says, you won't be able to count how many favors I gave you. That Allah who showered bounty upon bounty upon bounty, he says in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهِ. Allah favored you. Allah favored you. Allah sent a bounty upon you. Allah doesn't mention food. Allah doesn't mention drink. Allah doesn't mention life. Allah doesn't mention sight. Allah doesn't mention hearing. One bounty Allah himself specifically mentions. I favored you when? When I sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you. That was my special bounty. That Nabi throughout the ages, ishtihar, campaigning was taking place. Campaigning is not the correct word for our understanding. Certain day, certain soccer side, or certain day, certain movie star from Bollywood or wherever it is, those people who are destroying the moral vestitude of our society, those people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina, ishtihar and campaigning for them takes place. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Adam alayhi salam right up till Isa alayhi salam, 124,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, according to one riwayat 200,000 anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, nabi upon nabi came throughout the ages. Each and every nabi informed of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every nabi, Part of his nubuwat, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ. Allah says in the Quran, I took an oath from every Nabi that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he were to come in your time, you will bring iman upon him and you will place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On one occasion he told his sahaba, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَنْ يَكُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَعِيسَى فِيكُمْ. O my sahaba, does it not please you that on the day of judgment, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam will come to me and he will say, أَنَا دَعْوَتُكَ وَذُرِّيَّتُكَ. أَنْتَ دَعْوَتِي وَذُرِّيَّتِي. He will say to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I made dua for you. I am from your progeny, I am from your family. فَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ أُمَّتِكْ. Make me of your ummat. He says, I will accept this. Ibrahim will come into my ummat. Then Isa will come to me and he will say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make me from your ummat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Isa, there was no one else. I came after him. He was the closest to me. So on his behalf also, I will accept his request and allow him to enter into my ummat. أَنَا نَبِيُّ الْأَنْبِيَا. He said, I am the Nabi of the Anbiya. No other Nabi made this declaration besides Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَنَا نَبِيُّ الْأَنْبِيَا. Every Nabi informed of his coming. One such Nabi, Shay alayhi salam, Allah calls him to attention. He says, يَا سَمَا أَنْسِتِي وَيَا أَرْضْ إِسْمَعِي إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيدْ أَنْ يُدَبِّرَ أَمْرًا وَيَقْضِيَ شَأْنًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُنَفِّذَهُ وَيُرِيدُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الْأُمِّيِّينَ. Oh, the sky, become silent. Oh, the earth, listen. Allah intends informing you of a decree which must come to pass. Allah is informing you of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then every aspect, sifat and attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi upon Nabi counted the sifat and attributes. He said, لو يمشي على السراج لم يطفئه من سكينته من تحت قدمي ولو يمشي على الخشب اليابس لم يسمع. Shay alayhi salam is being informed by Allah of the humility of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That my Nabi, if he were to walk on a lantern, the light of that lantern would not be put out, so soft his step on the earth would be. And if he had to walk on dry grass, the crackling of that dry grass would not be heard. On no other Nabi, on no other Nabi did Allah take qasam. Allah took qasam twice on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran. La amruk innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. By the qasam of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa qilihi ya Rabbi. By the qasam of the call and the speech of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other anbiya were taunted. Their people call them all sorts of things. They call them foolish people. These Nabis had to defend themselves. قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَا قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَ. O my people, I am not a fool. O my people, I am not astray. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was made the target of insults. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. Allah says, the disbelievers are saying that you are not my Rasul. Allah doesn't allow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to defend himself. But in his defense, Allah reveals his Quran. Yasin, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Yasin, by the qasam of the Quran al-Hakim, you are the Rasul of Allah. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Yasin, أقسم الله به قبل أن يخلق السماء والأرض بألف عام. That more than 2,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, more than 2,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, there was no arsh, there was no kursi, there was no qalam, there was no heavens, there was no earth. Allah made qiraat of Surah Yasin. And Allah Ta'ala said, more than 2,000 years before the creation of the earth, Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka, verily you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are my Rasul. ND5291, red BMW causing obstruction. The kuffar said, Ainna latariku alihatina li sha'irin majnun. Must we abandon our gods because of the shair, this poet? They called him a poet. Allah didn't wait for him to defend himself. Allah sent down the defense. Fala uqsimu bima tubsirun wa ma la tubsirun innahu laqawlu rasulin kareem wa ma huwa biqawli sha'ir qalilan ma tu'minun wa la biqawli kahin qalilan ma tadhakkarun tanzeelun min rabbil alameen. My Nabi is not a sha'ir. My Nabi is not a kahin. My Nabi is not a poet. My Nabi is not a magician. He is my Nabi. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِي نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ إِنَّكَ لَمَجْنُونَ. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They said, you are a madman. Allah didn't wait for him to defend himself. Allah sent down the defense in his Quran. Noon وَالْقَلَمْ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. By the qasam of the pen and what he writes, you are not majnoon, you are not mad. The defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah comes forward with it. Other Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, when Allah addressed them by their names. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qilihi ya Nuh ubid bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ayya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yameenika ya Musa. Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaaka khalifa. Ya Yahya khudil kitaba bi quwa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Ya Isa ibn Maryam anta qulta linnas. Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam. Allah addresses them directly by their names. More than 226 times in the Quran, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressed by Allah, never once by his name. Never once by his name. In the entire Quran, you will not find Ya Muhammad. Even in our expression, when you want to denote respect or reverence or honor to someone, you say Qari Saab, Moli Saab, Doctor Saab, Engineer Saab. The name is not taken directly. Some Bedouins on one occasion, they came and they shouted out, Ya Muhammad. Immediately the verse of the Quran comes down, La taj'alu du'a rasuli baynakum ka du'a ibadikum ma'adha. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Nabi like you address one another. La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. La tajharu lahu bil qawl. Allah said, do not raise your voice in front of the Nabi. Do not shout in front of the Nabi. لا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Ulama explain, Allah says, if you raise your voice in front of my Nabi, all your good deeds will be wiped away. They said, that Nabi, Ulama explain, that Nabi in front of whom the voices are raised, all the amal will be wiped away. What about that ummat? What about that ummat who forget raising their voices, give preference to the way of life of his enemies over his way of life? If just raising the voice will destroy the amal of the ummat, if just raising the voice will destroy the amal of the ummat, then what about giving preference to the way of his enemies over his way of life? That doesn't count for anything. That is no gustakhi. That is no disrespect. Those little children with pants and with shirt and with ties on, going to school, from a young age, whose slavery are we teaching them? What type of way of life are we nurturing them upon? Whose reverence are we instilling in their hearts? It is said in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. This expression we translated, O you who believe. But that translation is a very limited, constricted translation. The shafqat, the love, the muhabbat, the compassion, the kindness contained in this expression, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. The equivalent is as if you take your hand, place it on the shoulder of your friend and address him directly with compassion, O Muhammad, O Imran, O Yusuf. So these verses are very special in the Quran, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing each one of us. Ulama say the expression, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, comes 90 times in the Quran. Actually 89 times, but the verse, Ya ayyuhal nabiyu idha talaqtumun nisa, when it is made equivalent to Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, it comes 90 times. The first place in the Quran, the first Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la taqulu ra'ina, wa qulu undurna wasma'u. The first direct command to the believer in the Quran, in Allah's kalam, is with regards to the status and recognizing the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That do not speak with disrespect before my Nabi. The second Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. The command for salah and sabr. Before that, Allah says, recognize the martaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a Nabi, Miraj, right up till the Sidratul Muntaha, that point where Jibreel says, Jibreel Amin, the greatest angel of Allah, he addresses him and he says, O my beloved Nabi, if I have to go beyond this point, I will be burned to ashes. Only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes beyond that point. Ulama explain that that point where the nurani capacity and the capacity of bearing and withstanding the light ends for Jibreel, it is at that point that the nurani capacity of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts. And what must have been the heart of that Nabi in order to bear that nur which would have burned Jibreel to ashes? What must have been the status and the maqam of that Nabi? What must have been his parwaz? He addresses Allah, اتخذت إبراهيم خليلا وكلمت موسى تكليما واصطفيت نوحا وعطيت سليمان ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي فماذا جعلت لي. He says, O my Allah, you made Ibrahim alayhi salam your Khalil. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You gave special selection to Nuh alayhi salam. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom the like of which no one will get. You softened lead for Dawud alayhi salam. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. What comparison is there? What comparison can there be between these Anbiya and Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Qazi Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions, what is the farq? What is the difference between Khalil and Habib? Ibrahim was Khalilullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Habibullah. He says, for Khalil, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. Khalilullah says, with regards to him, Allah says, we showed Ibrahim alayhi salam the signs of the heavens and the earth so that his conviction on Allah could be made complete. For Khalilullah, the signs were shown. For Habibullah, Subhanalladhi Asra bi Abdihi Laylam min al Masjid al Haram ila al Masjid al Aqsa, from Masjid al Haram to Masjid al Aqsa, through the seven heavens till he was brought right in front of Allah. Thumma dana fatadalla fakana qaba qawsaini aw adna. Khalilullah, wala tukhzini yawma yub'athun. O Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of resurrection. Khalilullah makes dua for Habibullah. Yawma la yukhzillahu an-nabi. The day of Qiyamah is the day when Allah will never disgrace his Nabi. Khalilullah, as if he's being thrown towards the fire, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, making dua, Allah becomes sufficient for me. Allah becomes sufficient for me. For Habibullah, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Hasbukallah. O my Nabi, Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is already sufficient for you. Khalilullah, walladhi atma wa yaghfir li khatiyati yawm ad-din. I'm making dua, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, forgive me. For Habibullah, inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfir laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbika wa ma ta'akhkhar. Without asking, Allah says, you are sinless, you are masoom. Should you ever sin, it is already forgiven by Allah. Khalilullah, wajnubni wa baniya an na'bud al-asnam. O Allah, save me and my family from idol worship. He makes dua for Habibullah. Innama yuridullah liyudhhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahla al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. Allah says, it is already my decision that your family will be saved from idol worship. Khalilullah, waj'alni lisana sidqin fil akhirin. O Allah, raise my name. O Allah, raise my name in the generations to come. For Habibullah. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Waj'altu ismaka ma ismi yunada bihi fi jawfi as-samaa. Allah says, O my Habib, I have attached your name with my name. My name will be raised in the heavens. Your name will be raised with my name. Allah dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i. From now till Qiyamat, my name will not be taken, but your name will be taken with my name. In Allah's Quran, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَمَنْ يُحَادِدِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ بَرَاءَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أَذَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ يُرْدُوهُ Allah, His Rasul, Allah, His Rasul, Allah, His Rasul, Allah dhukirt, illa dhukirta ma'i. My name will not be taken, but your name will be taken with my name. Such status, such maqam, for a little while wahi, revelation stopped coming. So the kuffar in Makkah started taunting him. And they said, وَدَّعَهُ رَبُّهُ وَقَلَىٰ His Rabb, na'uzu billah, has forsaken him. And he's disgusted with him. This period of fatrat wahi, of no wahi coming, became so elongated that one day even Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked him that, oh my Habib, is it possible that perhaps Allah is angry with you? Normally, the objections of strangers or of people who are not close are disregarded. But when someone close to you brings something to your notice, then the hurt is even more increased. So this was a very trying time upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was very worried. He was filled with hurt. The kuffar were mocking him. Jibreel is sent, wadduha. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى Literally translated وَالدُّحَى by the oath of the rising sun وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى by the oath of the night as it enshrouds Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi was a great alim. He lived in the latter part of the 6th century of Islam. He passed away in the early 7th century. One day he was sitting and giving dars. And he said that Allah has kept such wealth of ulum in the Quran that in Surah Fatiha alone there are 10,000 masail. There are 10,000 laws of Shariat contained in Surah Fatiha. So a couple of his students started laughing. And said, look, he's gone off his head. How can there be 10,000 masail in Surah Fatiha? When he heard them laughing, he says, I got the himmat to start writing a tafsir. And he wrote Tafsir-e-Kabir. And in that Tafsir-e-Kabir, leaves Surah Fatiha from Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. He took out 10,000 masail. That was a period and a zamana when even the mockery of the ummat became rahmat for the ummat. In that tafsir, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, when he makes tafsir of wadduha, wallayli idha saja, his tafsir is this, wadduha, by the oath of your shining face, wallayli idha saja, by the oath of the zulfa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala, Allah has not forsaken you, Allah is not disgusted with you, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ Akhirat is better for you than this dunya. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ Ulama say, if no other verse was revealed in the shan of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this verse was sufficient. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ From Adam alayhi salam to the last person before Qiyamat, every Nabi, every Ghost, every Qutb, every Abdal, the purpose and maqsad, the goal and object of his existence on this earth is to please Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Kohe Tur, he comes running. Allah says, Ma ajalaka an qawmika ya Musa. Oh Musa, why did you run? He says, Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. Oh my Allah, I came quickly so that you become happy with me. Every Nabi, every Wali, every Ghost, every Qutb, every Abdal was trying to please Allah. And Allah says to his Habib, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ. O my Nabi, I am going to give you so much so that you become happy with me. You become pleased with me. Ulama say, if no other verse was revealed, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say that, O people of Iraq, you people feel arja ayatin fil Quran, that the verse of the Quran in which there is the most hope for this ummah is, ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah inna allaha yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Allah says, O my slaves who have transgressed upon their souls, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna allaha yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a, Allah will forgive all your sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful.